Hit it. Yo, yo, yo. It's your boy, Johnny Sins. This is the Early Birds Podcast.
Yo, yo, yo. It's your boy, OVO Alf. It's the Early Birds.
Yo, yo, yo. It's your boy, Schemer. This is Early Birds.
Ah, shit. Early Birds in the morning. How we feeling? We feeling good?
We feeling good. We feeling mud. We feeling food. We feeling
Don't Google whatever, dog.
I can't spit. Sorry. Still working on it. I'm trying to get the debut on. I'm trying to be up there with the legends, you know? Like legends who? Of Ogden.
With, legends of Ogden?
Oh, with O3Auto, Big T.
Shout out O3Auto, Big T.
Miss Barbie.
Who?
Who the fuck's Miss Barbie?
She's a viral sensation.
Hard. So, did you guys... Did you guys end up going to Cap G?
I didn't win with your girlfriend. Nah, I didn't, bro.
No.
No. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Why didn't you?
I don't fuck with Cap G like that. Nah, he cool, though. He cool.
I heard it was so lit.
You heard it was lit? I heard it was lit, too.
For real?
No.
I was going to say, I heard it was empty, low-key.
No. It's kind of sad.
Fucking walks out to see one person.
Nah, I heard it was empty and he was just like kind of just chilling and he didn't sing too much.
What? That's embarrassing. Loki, if I was like famous and I blew up off of one song, that would be my biggest fear, bro. Like the fall off.
But it's just, that's inevitable.
No, I know it's, well, it's not inevitable though. It's not.
I mean, unless you put out some more shit.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is like a fall off of new shit is inevitable. But if you always have like, if you have bangers and you fall off, you could always play your old bangers.
Yeah.
But if you blow up and you're a one hit wonder,
you're fucked.
You're fucked. You can only play like what? Your one song.
Yeah.
A low key. Fucked.
So did he smoke a blunt with your girlfriend?
He just took a flick with your girlfriend.
With your girlfriend.
How's your guys' weeks though? It's good?
It's been terrible. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Actually?
Bruh. I had my no homo. I had my schlong week this week. No homo.
What does that mean?
No homo.
That means I had to work 7 days straight.
Oh shit, for real?
Sucked. Ugh. Ass.
Hey, those checks fire though.
But it's cool.
7 days straight?
Yeah.
Damn.
But it's cool. It's cool.
Because you get 7 days off?
I mean, eventually.
Oh.
But
not this week.
Not this week. Oh. But I have the best vacation days now. At the end of the week off. That means I can go to fucking Perrear.
You can't or you can?
I can.
Oh. You still like Perriando, bro?
Low key, I do. Not here, though.
That's good for you, bro.
What do you mean not here?
Not in your local old town scene.
What? Like the Salt Lake City scene or what?
That shit wag, low key.
Salt Lake or what?
Yo, Salt Lake.
Okay.
Salt Lake been low key kind of fun recently.
You know, I actually met this guy today, bro. And he was saying he was from Oklahoma. And he said this shit was low-key kind of popping compared to Oklahoma. But I always thought Utah was like a boring-ass state.
No, it just depends on what state. Like,
what state they're from, right?
Yeah, like Utah will never obviously beat like, you know, the quote-unquote party states or whatever. But I'm pretty sure our shit here is more popping than like...
Oklahoma,
fucking Midwest. Idaho or some shit.
Okay, but Idaho literally has nothing, bro.
Idaho has bars? Shit. Idaho has a whole ass 25th Street, Fugazi style.
Hey, she's not
do
wrong.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
A historic street?
Yeah, it's the same shit. Literally, it looks the same.
Does it?
Yeah, it literally does. It's just a bunch of bars and like fake clubs.
Okay, but is there actually people going there?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure it's all the niggas that live in Idaho, but... I guarantee you ain't no one, you know, ain't no homies driving down there to go there, but, you know, it is what it is.
You fucking see Mococo The ledge.
Fuck, dude.
The ledge is crazy. What do you guys think would be like the most boring state to live in? I'm thinking Idaho, bro, honestly.
Idaho?
Yeah. But there's not shit there, bro.
Is there another state like that?
I feel like if you're like in the middle of the country, yes. Like Oklahoma.
Wait, is Delaware a state?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delaware's pretty boring.
How the fuck do you know? You been?
Yeah. No, but isn't Delaware all like fucking farmland and shit?
I don't know, but I mean fucking... I would say, bro, if there was like some boring ass states, it'd be like all those northern states, like
look,
fucking I'm... like Montana, Wyoming.
Oh yeah,
I guess Montana. Wyoming has like
Wyoming boring as fuck.
Yeah, but they got a national park at least. Idaho literally doesn't have shit.
Goes to national parks in St. George. Hold on.
He's a Saint Jeezy expert. Hey,
no, you know, I got a question for you.
What's up?
I seen that they have like a new like stair park bullshit in St. George.
A what?
Like some like kind of like a new like non national park, course? Huh?
Oh, or what?
I don't know, but I just seen that it was like a new spot in fucking St. George that just opened up, and it's like supposed to be like really pretty and shit. I'm surprised you don't know about it.
Really pretty.
Really pretty. It just opened up. No, bro, I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't.
Nah.
I swear.
Don't you know everything about St. George?
Dude, I'm not a tour guide and shit.
Don't you know, like, every corner? You've been there, like, multiple times a year. Shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Shit. St. Jeezy.
All right, bro.
But no, I think Delaware. I'm locking in my answer.
Locking in my answer with fucking Idaho.
Look, I would say Idaho, but isn't Boise kind of lit? The
fuck is Boise?
Yeah, Boise, yeah.
Is it?
Boise has the big ass college.
Potato land.
It has
potatoes.
You know, potatoes. I'm pretty sure. Oh, and they do hella concerts in Boise too, so there has to be shit over there.
So I don't mean to interrupt, but I found it.
What?
The new trail in St. George.
This
a new what? Trail?
A new trail.
What, they just...
Okay, as much shit talking you're doing, I actually love fucking trails, bro.
Oh, yeah?
I swear to God.
The one in Salt Lake?
Hey, fuck you, dude. The one in Salt Lake was cool, too. Yo, chat, let us know down in the fucking... I guess reviews, because we don't have comments.
So is that going to be your next adventure down there?
Yo, chat, let us know. Would you rather go on fucking nature walks and trails or bars and clubs? Let us know. Type shit. Yeah, Idaho. I'm going to Idaho, bro.
Straight up just like that?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm going to have to go like Alabama.
Alabama?
Alabama, Arkansas, mm-hmm. type shit.
Well, fuck. I mean, they got
actually no. You don't know south or North Dakota.
Oh,
because I heard there's nothing but tumbleweeds out there.
Yeah, that sounds boring as fuck too.
Damn, you're naming all the racist ass areas.
I was gonna say that's one thing they got going for them at least. Some fucking controversy.
Damn.
But hold on, which Dakota has the fucking Mount Rushmore?
Isn't it?
I don't know which one.
I think it's north.
Is it?
Is it? Yeah, I think it's north. You know what? Let me look it up.
Well, at least that one has that going.
South Dakota doesn't sound right. Chihu?
Huh? Bing Chilling.
Chihu? Damn it, Eric.
Hold on, I'm looking at it right now.
The iPhone's
south.
Too slow.
It's in south.
It's in south.
Yeah.
All right. No. Pop quiz right now. Who's in the Mount Rushmore?
George Washington.
Ah, nigga, for this nick.
Oh, for me?
But that's obvious. I'll give you that. That's obvious as fuck.
Oh, damn.
Let's see. Let's see, knowledge boy.
Is it fucking okay? George Washington?
Sucks.
Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham, but we're not Lincoln.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Teddy.
And John Adams. I don't know. That's my guesses.
John Adams?
Isn't,
I don't know.
I ain't even gonna hold you. I don't really know.
Ben Franklin on that bitch?
I don't even know. Oh, low key?
I don't think so. I'm gonna go. Okay.
I think Ben Franklin's on Kenny Money's Mount Rushmore.
So I'm gonna go fucking. I'm gonna go George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, John Adams. No.
It's Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Hold on. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and fuck. Should I go Teddy or John Adams? I'll go John Adams. It's Teddy.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt. Yo.
Wait, is Ben Franklin on the bitch?
No.
Nah.
No.
Nigga wasn't even a president, bro.
That is Kenny Money's. Nigga ain't even a president, but he on a bill? Yeah. Shit.
They put my boy Washington on the dollar bill.
Shit. So, wait, is that all of them for real?
Yeah, it's only four, bro.
Yeah, Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln.
Hey, I kind of... I added an extra one, but I had all the ones.
John Adams?
Fuck you, bro.
Was John Adams important? The fuck did he do?
I don't know. He was the second president, though.
Second? Yeah. No, he wasn't.
Wasn't he?
Wasn't Thomas Jefferson the second?
I thought Thomas Jefferson was the third.
No se we. Perdóname.
I think it went... George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and then John Quincy Adams. And then Abraham Lincoln. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Is he right? What? You're missing hella presidents. How the fuck you go from James Madison to fucking Lincoln, dog?
Oh, I don't know.
Abraham, because we not Lincoln.
Abraham was what? The 15th?
Was he the 15th? The 15th or the 16th? So,
damn, history was not my fucking strong suit.
So look, it went... Washington,
Adams,
John Adams,
okay, I got that,
Thomas Jefferson, James Madison,
fuck,
James Monroe, John Quincy Adams,
oh shit,
Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren, what the fuck,
Van Buren,
William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, James K. Polk, Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan. And then Buchanan, Abraham.
Nigga. Bucanas. This nigga said Buchanan.
Oh, I don't know. But you skipped hella presidents.
Fuck you, Eric. Wait, what was he? The 15th or what? Nigga said the 5th. You know what, nigga?
Skipped like 10 presidents.
I really did. You want to know what my mindset was?
16th.
All the ones that weren't important.
He was on the $5 bill, so I was like, oh, fuck.
My boy was just saving money.
Oh, fucking sick, bro. Don't ever ask me some shit like that again, bro.
Damn.
Leave it up to Johnny.
Wait, so is Mount Rushmore literally just a rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a hiking trail or something? Or is it just there, posted
I don't know. I've heard that you were able to like walk on top.
I don't think so.
But they closed it. Oh. I don't know.
So I said, damn, that's a little high.
I don't know. Cool. Would you guys go and look at it? Would you guys take a trip out there just to look at Mount Rushmore?
Would I take? No, fuck no. Now, if somehow, some way I landed myself in South Dakota.
I'll go look at it.
I'd say fuck it and go look at it.
You telling me you finna go travel, go out of your way to go look at four racist guys? I'm fucking sick.
Hey, Lincoln wasn't racist. Shit. He slaved those homies. Or he freed them.
He slaved everyone else did. My boy Jorge, for sure.
Three racist guys. How about that?
They're what made this country.
Facts. Shout out the
founding fathers.
Shout out the founding fathers type shit.
Even though I think Benjamin is a founding father.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Is that why he's on the $100 bill?
I believe so.
I don't think
fucking pop quiz for you, bitch.
I don't think John Adams is
Hey, fucking pop quiz for you, bitch. What's up? Who's the founding fathers?
Founding fathers?
Yeah.
I don't know them, but I know it's Washington, Franklin, and I think it's Lincoln. Oh, and Jefferson, and I think it's a founding father, too. But I think, as far as how many there are, I don't know.
He's right. He was a founding father.
Who? Benjamin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was all the founding fathers, bro? Watch it just be the Mount Rushmore. I feel stupid as fuck, bro.
No. Wait, why did they make the Mount Rushmore?
I don't fucking know. Like, can we fact check?
So it's your boy Washington. It's your boy Washington, Jefferson, John Adams, Franklin, Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton.
Oh fuck!
James Madison and John Jay.
Who?
I have no idea.
John Jay?
Big Jay?
A lawyer who was considered a founding father.
Oh, hard.
Oh, shit.
A lawyer, huh?
Low-key hard.
Low-key, I knew half of those. Alexander Hamilton, low-key. But John Jay, I didn't know John
Jay.
Who
the fuck is that? John, I didn't even know Big Jay. Class, bro. Who signed the Declaration of Independence, big dog?
Thomas Jefferson.
Okay. Was it Thomas Jefferson?
Huh?
Who signed the Declaration?
He's the one who wrote it.
Yeah, but don't mean he fucking signed it. What if he's like, oh, I'm gonna write this shit, bro, but you signed that
but
shit.
But hella niggas signed that shit.
Oh, I don't know.
John Hancock signed it.
God damn, there's 42 rows. God damn. Okay.
I'm telling you.
From in order. It says John Adams, Samuel Adams.
How many signatures?
So, let's see. 42, 43, 44, 45, 46.
Don't signed that anymore, bro.
Yeah, hella niggas signed that shit, though.
Hella. But, yeah, as far as you know, yeah, you know, fucking John Adams, Samuel Adams.
Damn,
Josiah Adams, Bartlett.
The beer.
Samuel Adams.
Abraham Clark.
Ooh.
I have no idea. George Clymer.
Who the fuck? All right, bro. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, your boy Benjamin Franklin signed it.
A bunch of niggas with the George Washington socks. That's your history lesson for today.
Shout out,
ladies and gents.
Shout out U.S. history type shit.
Type shit.
Anyways, should we transfer on to a different topic?
Transfer.
All right, bro. Because I really want to. I'm itching to talk about this, bro.
All right, let's see.
If you're into basketball, if you're into the NBA.
If you're into ball.
You know what the fuck just happened this week.
What the fuck is we doing?
AD traded to the Mavs for who off?
Look. Luka Don shit. Because he does Don shit.
Luka does the Don shit. Luka Magic, Luka Doncic. AD for Luka. Craziest fucking trade in NBA history. How you feel about it, bro?
I've been saying they needed a trade majority of the team.
What makes you say that?
Because at the end of the day, this team is getting nothing but older and not winning. So they needed to trade their assets while they still had some value in it to get, you know, like a younger person, a younger star that they can build the team around.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't get me wrong. But don't get me wrong. Did they need Luka? As far as being a fucking guard, no. But once the LeBron show ends, and it's coming soon.
Luka's taking over,
and they can build the team around Luka. Luka is a young man.
Yeah. Okay, what I don't get, bro, is rarely do you trade a superstar for a superstar.
I know.
And rarely is it this lopsided, right? Like, AD's a fucking beast. but he's turning 32. Luka's a top five player, and he's 25.
Yup. Luka, literally their franchise player.
What the fuck was Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavs on?
I don't know.
He was on some shit.
Fucking, he should have consulted with that. He was probably high doing that trade.
High as fuck, bro. And, okay, we were talking behind the scenes, nigga. And you said LeBron knew about this shit the whole time. But I disagree, bro. And tell me why you think LeBron knew about it.
Bruh.
Because I got some counterattacks for you.
Bruh, because fucking LeBron, dog. LeBron is... LeBron, I'm not saying LeBron owns the Lakers, but LeBron owns the fucking Lakers. LeBron is a player, but he's a goddamn manager too.
Okay, yeah, he's had his fair share of fucking getting people traded off his team or getting other people, but never does he deny shit like that. Like, oh, I had nothing to do with it. He's always like, oh yeah, like they talked to me about it. You know, it's just a business or whatever. This one, he said, they caught me off guard. My nigga said he was eating, bro.
Bruh, but AD is like, you know, AD was his ball brother.
Yeah, why would you trade your ball brother?
That's AD. What I'm saying. Why would he admit? But why would he tell this nigga, oh yeah, I knew you was getting traded.
Okay. Why would LeBron know, but not AD, when they have the same agent?
Because LeBron... Because
they got the same agent, bro.
Yeah, okay. They have the same agent. But LeBron has a bigger, way fucking bigger stake in the Lakers than AD ever hoped to have. Look, I'm telling you, LeBron... LeBron is a goddamn GM.
Yeah, he's a GM, but he ain't nobody.
I guarantee you he did not know. I guarantee you he had a whiff of it. Okay, I won't tell you that he knew 100%, like, oh yeah, it's going down this fucking day.
Your conspiracy tinfoil hat is showing right now.
Nah. I'm telling you, bro. I guarantee you, bro. I bet you, if anything, I bet you they told him a while ago too. Look, they probably told him a while ago, and he thought it sounded fucking crazy. He might have brushed that shit off. They might have not told him, like, you know, the direct, yeah, we're gonna throw AD, we're gonna get Luka. They probably did not tell him that, but they told him, yeah, LeBron, we need to start making some fucking moves.
Yeah, I don't doubt that they said they gotta start making some moves.
Like, we need to start making some fucking moves, and maybe in the near future, we're gonna put one of you stars up on the chopping block. And he knew damn well they're not gonna trade him.
They can't. He has a no trade clause.
That's what I'm saying. They're not gonna, bruh, they were not gonna trade him as soon as they signed Bronny.
Okay, yeah, but look, what I'm trying to say here, bro, is you're telling me everybody had a fucking elaborate plan to say they knew nothing about it.
I bet.
You're telling me everybody's lying about not knowing nothing about it. LeBron, he's lying. AD is lying.
I guarantee you, AD didn't know.
Luka,
AD and Luka probably did not fucking know. I guarantee you Luka didn't know. Did you not see that it said that fucking Luka had barely purchased like a fucking a mansion?
Yeah.
I guarantee you those two niggas didn't know. Fuck no.
But you think LeBron knew?
But I guarantee you LeBron knew a whiff of it. He knew something about it. I know he did.
Other teams didn't know. All the NBA insiders didn't know.
Look, but they're Shams, not gonna fucking...
The person that broke the fucking trade didn't know. But LeBron knew?
LeBron knew, bro. I'm telling you. That Lakers organization, as far as the GMs, owners, whatever, they had an idea, bro.
So you're telling me he's faking being sad on Instagram right now?
Oh, no. He's probably sad. He's probably sad. I'm not saying he's not sad. And I'm not saying that he's not like, he's not like in shock. Yeah. But I know damn well he fucking knew a little bit. He knew some of it. Like, he knew eventually AD would have gotten traded.
Maybe so, but But not in this fucking fashion.
No, no, I know. And definitely not in this, like, I guarantee you he didn't know, like, oh, fuck, I got Luka. I know he didn't know that shit. But I know damn well they had to have told him, like, hey, do you think it's a good move? Or just so you know, you know.
Okay, you think it's a coincidence that they traded him a week after he was interviewed? I'm talking about AD. He was interviewed saying that they were one big away from doing something special.
Low key, no. I don't think it's a coincidence. But to be honest, I feel like they already had the trade in the dome already. I guess before he
had. Supposedly, they had been talking for like 3 weeks.
That's why.
And nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
Not LeBron.
LeBron knew that shit.
They said the only people that knew about it was Nico Harrison, the Mavs GM, Rob Pelinka, the Lakers GM, Jeannie Buss, the Lakers owner, and the owner of the Mavs. That's the only four people that know about it.
What the fuck's his name? Nigga don't own the Mavs anymore?
No, not Mark Cuban had Mark nothing to do with it.
I guarantee you Mark Cuban knew that shit.
No, he didn't.
No, he probably didn't.
He didn't. I guess he found out about it. He's like, holy shit.
Fucking Mark Cuban. They should have
come. You don't remember that fucking interview they did? And he's like, I'd rather fucking leave my wife than trade Luka or some shit like that.
Yeah. Well, look, bottom line, I think that was a stupid-ass trade from the Mavs part.
I agree.
From the Lakers part, I think it was a fine trade.
That's the fucking steal of the decade, bro.
Yeah.
Why lie?
To be honest, yeah. Unless you're telling me that, you know, because there's a chance, because I heard the Mavs were already fed up with Luka because of his conditioning.
Okay, yeah. They said he was fucking up to 270 and, you know, yeah, he didn't fit the culture and shit.
But, I mean, look, dude. As long as he balls, though.
They couldn't give that nigga Ozempic in his sleep or some shit? Something below, though?
God, dude. On God, because... Nah, dude. The Mavs are fucked. Kyrie's fucking old.
Well, he's what, 32? Something like that.
Kyrie's getting old, and... AD. Let's face it, Kyrie is not the fucking... You know, he's a good second. He is definitely not leading the charge, so. And AD already showed he can't lead the Lakers.
Well, they got two number two options, pretty much, is what you're saying.
Pretty fucking much.
Two Robins.
Two, yeah, exactly. Two Robins. That's basically what it is.
Two Batman.
Yeah.
Sick, bro.
Two Batman. Pretty fucking much. That is a great, great, great example.
I mean, yeah, like, if you think about it that way, the Lakers had a fucking Batman and a Robin. The Mavs had a Batman and a Robin. And then the Mavs go to the Lakers and they're like, hey, bro, you want to take our Batman? We'll take your Robin type shit. Oh, no, crazy ass trade, honestly. But, hey, we won the trade.
Oh, fuck yeah. Hella won that trade. I'm glad they started fucking trading niggas. It's about time.
Yeah. I mean, hey, like, supposedly it's not a win now team, but
no, it, nice, bro. No, it's not a win now team. Like,
are you sure about that now?
I have to see how Luka and LeBron do.
Well, because look, they still have Reeves.
No, yeah. They have a nice little developing team. And that's honestly what they need. They need to stay away from that, you know, that vintage nostalgic team that they like to build.
Yeah.
They just need young dudes, young players, you know, because...
And they picked up Mark Williams, center, finally.
See? They already replaced AD.
That's fucking sick. And he's nice too, bro. He's like, what, 20 and 10?
Damn.
So.
See? Easy peasy.
Shout out, Lakeland. All right, Eric's a little bored over there, so. On to the next.
No, you go ahead.
No, on to the next topic, because I'm itching to get to the next one too.
Yeah, I'm itching. Let's go. Let's get it.
You ready? These are gonna be some fan requests of questions.
All right, let's hit it.
So, question number one, coming from one of our listeners. Would you rather start the first 5 minutes of a blowjob or finish the last minute?
No.
Nah, you gotta answer.
I told you, prepare for this.
Wait, it's me sucking schlong?
Yeah.
Regardless, no. So basically, you either start off sucking it for 5 minutes or you get the end and you bust.
You gotta take the bus for the last.
Oh, you gotta take it like in the mouth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, fuck 4 no.
Minute, yeah.
Easy starting that shit.
You start the fight.
Yeah, no starting, homo.
Yeah, like no homo. Okay. No. So fuck you're in. No homo. No,
okay, hold on. Let me break it down though. You're sucking dick 5 times longer, just to not get the nut.
Dude, you're getting you're getting the nut straight to the dome. That's
straight nut. So you're telling me right now you're gonna fucking.
Hold on, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
No. What's yours?
I take the 5 minutes too. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. Okay, what nut to dick ratio would make you change your mind?
What do you mean?
Like, what if I was like, okay, the last 10 seconds versus the first 10 minutes, would that make it change a little or?
No, because that means I still gotta take it in the mouth? No homo.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, that's extremely.
You heard it here first,
that's
folks.
That's crazy. I think I feel sick for the bitches. How do they be doing that? Fuck. Bless their souls. We appreciate y'all.
Shut up, my girl.
Cause nah, dude, that's fucking sick. That's sick, bro.
So 5 minutes for all of us.
Yeah.
Homo.
No,
yeah. Oh man.
No okay. Fucking homo, dude. It's like that's not. No.
Sorry, bro. No. Sorry, bro.
Who taking the blaster, bro?
I don't know. Hey, no go chat. Way. If anybody's taking the blaster, let us know. Let's you drop it down to 30 seconds. Not even a minute. 30 seconds. Take the blaster.
Dude, I don't think any fucking time.
10 bro, seconds.
If you were to just tell me all I have to do is stay there and take the blast. No. No. No, fuck no.
I knew it.
Fuck no.
Okay. We're all on the same page here, guys. Don't worry. Y'all ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Oh, I got a question for you. What the fuck are you guys talking about gay shit at work?
What do you mean?
Where does gay shit come about?
I don't.
No. See, this wasn't even a work conversation. This was like a just got done playing ball type conversation. I'm tired as hell. Ask me a gay question.
Hey, yo.
Sorry.
She got to play balls to suck on balls, huh? I'm sick.
Sick.
I'm sick.
Anyways, continue.
Alright. You guys know who Brock Lesnar is, right?
Yes.
Brock Lesnar?
Who the fuck is that?
Look him up.
The WWE superstar?
Oh, yeah, because that
the
helps.
UFC fighter? He did UFC too?
Brock what? Lesnar? Okay.
Yeah. He did UFC a long time ago, though, low key.
You saw him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brock Lesnar. Obviously, you guys know who Megan Fox is.
Right. Yeah.
Little baddie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather fuck Brock Lesnar with a pussy or Megan Fox with a dick?
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Would you rather fuck Brock Lesnar with a pussy?
A pocket pussy, basically.
No. Brock Lesnar has a pussy. In this world, Brock Lesnar
has a pussy. Okay.
Or fuck Megan Fox that has a dick.
So basically, they're both trans.
Yeah. Just swap genitals.
Hold on. Do I gotta do anything with it?
With what?
Like, do I gotta do anything with the schlong?
You just fuck them. You gotta fuck it in the ass though, cause.
Wait.
I take that one.
Yeah, I would say because if I'm. Because I'm giving the dick, not getting the dick, right?
Yeah. You'll give the dick. But they still got a dick. Hey, a real dick and balls, bro.
Look, as long as I don't touch it and try not to see it, I could.
Oh, hell no.
Nah.
Oh, hell
you
no.
You gay for that, nigga.
Nah. You're gonna pipe fucking Brock Lesnar? Brock Lesnar fucking sweaty ass?
Okay, but Brock Lesnar in this case is a female.
Yeah, they're basically.
Just super manly and ugly.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't say that.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
No. I thought
okay, Brock Lesnar, as Brock Lesnar is, but with a pussy.
So Brock Lesnar is a girl.
So yeah. So just an ugly ass bitch. It's super stupid. Ugly ass bitch.
It's like.
Then I would take Brock Lesnar.
Well, now you gay. No, you gay for sure.
Everything about Brock Lesnar is the same. Fucking their face, their body, their.
Look, voice, no, I thought you were saying. I thought you were saying Megan Fox got a dick job.
No. Megan Fox has a dick.
Nah, I take fucking Brock Lesnar. I thought you were meaning that fucking not Megan yet. Fox to fucking got the plastic.
It's too late, bro.
Yeah, it's too late. She wants Megan Fox's dick.
What do you mean got a dick job?
A dick job? What do you mean?
A dick transplant or what?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, sick.
Adrian.
You telling me that would make you change your mind?
If that's a fucking straight nigga from birth, fuck yeah. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, but like, okay, you're telling me.
Shit.
You're telling me the minute detail.
The minute detail.
Fucking sick right now, bro.
My nigga's been watching memes.
Well, you heard it here, folks. I'm gay.
Shout out my boy Homelander.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Okay. You're telling me that little detail of being born a dude and getting like a dick job
that
would make
that
the difference?
Matters a lot.
No,
yes.
No.
Yes, but, it matters
but
a lot.
But they have a dick regardless. You're telling me that would make you change your mind?
But the thing is, bro, they're still a bitch.
Okay, no. Hold on. Let me put it this way.
They're not, though.
No, hold on. Okay. Let's say you go out to the fucking club, right? Like, right? Fucking, you're at Echo. you're at Echo. You know, just whatever. And you fucking look at OBS. Hey, what's up, bro? You see that fine little short over there? Yeah, bro, what's good? I'm gonna go holler at her. Okay, you're walking over there to fucking Megan. You know, all fucking dancing. You start grinding. Grinding, like hella grinding on fucking Megan. Say, yeah, you want to go home? You're like, yeah, let's go. And she pulls out that dick. You still fucking her?
Wait, hold on. Sorry, my bad. My bad. What did you say?
No.
Like, oh, I heard you look at a bitch.
You look at Megan. Megan the fuck. Okay. Megan Fox.
Megan
the Fox. Fox all of a sudden.
Job with a hood, Megan the Fox.
Okay, so you look at Megan Fox.
Okay.
You tell OBS, you know, she's a fine little shorty.
Stupid.
Go up. Fucking, you do your things. You know, you're grinding, all dancing, all that shit. She tells you, yeah, let's go home. Let's go to my pad. You're like, okay, yeah, I'm down. Let's go. You're fucking kissing and everything. And you reach down expecting fucking to feel a vagina. But no, you feel a dick. You're still going to fuck.
And it's hard as fuck,
yeah,
bro.
It's hard, bro. It's just hard. Like, let's just, no dick. Let's just say this dick's fucking bigger than you. You're like,
way beyond.
Nah, nigga, I'm not going to fuck.
Well, that's what you're saying right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's basically what you're saying. That you're going to fuck
regardless. You'd
rather
fuck that than Brock Lesnar with a pussy. A real pussy.
So that's a real pussy?
Yes. Yes, a real pussy nigga.
I guess we're going with the sweat bath then.
You're going Brock Lesnar? You change your mind?
Have you seen Brock Lesnar like fucking... No homo, I don't want to say perform, but perform?
No.
Like,
I'm
have
not.
You ever seen Brock Lesnar watch his wrestling highlights? Bro, my nigga, you seen that Key and Peele skit where he's fucking sweating like hell?
Oh, yeah.
That's Brock Lesnar.
And you're gonna fuck. You're gonna fuck Megan Fox.
Megan the Fox.
Megan the Fox. That's just Fox. Yeah.
Iron the Man.
You gay faux show.
Okay, so final faux answer. Show. Final answer.
Oh, I'm going Brock.
You going Brock?
Yeah.
Cap. You already said Megan.
I ain't gay.
You already said Megan.
I don't know why you talk like... I don't know why you guys even fucking discuss these questions, but I...
You're gay.
All the gay shit does come from you, Johnny, though.
I ain't the nigga that be watching fucking videos.
What the fuck you mean to watching videos?
I ain't the nigga watching videos about dicks.
I ain't watching no video about dicks.
What
the
fuck is that?
Nah. Cap.
Those dildos say otherwise, but okay.
What dildos? What are you talking about?
I said that dildo video.
What dildo video? What the hell are you talking about, cuzzo?
We got receipts.
Yeah.
Shit.
I don't know. What the hell are you talking about?
Shit.
The only dildo video I know is the fucking grapefruit technique.
What?
Oh.
What the fuck is that?
Nothing.
No, hold on.
Oh, you gay.
Oh, no. Are you talking about when they fucking cut the hole in the grapefruit and they put it on their dick?
It's a black lady and it's like, you gotta do this to your man. And she cuts the fucking grapefruit, puts a hole in it, and it's like.
I've actually talked about that too.
Nah, my nigga.
I mean, I didn't see it. I heard about it.
Nah, my nigga. Nah, y'all gay.
Sorry, mister. Yeah, I'm a fuck if I don't touch the dick. Sorry.
I'm sick. I don't feel comfortable here.
You're the one touching the winkies.
Fuck no.
Make that make sense.
Fuck no. Wait, who's touching winky?
Do you have a question that doesn't?
Oh no, all the questions I have are gay. Sorry.
Gay. Alright, on to the next one.
That's all I had, bro.
Oh, okay.
Well, look, bro.
Good.
You want to know why I ask the gay questions, bro? You want to know why? You want the honest truth?
Because you're gay?
No. Because Eric's gay.
I am not gay. I'm not the one that said I'm going to be touching fucking the dude or the girl with the winky.
Eric?
No. I was saying that was my boy Elf.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask, bro, is because it's always so controversial. And I get a spark out of you guys. I need that.
I need that. No homo, I need that.
So, yeah.
Oh.
Let me know your next topic, because that's all I had, bro.
Let me know your next topic.
I ain't got shit.
Fucking Eric.
I'm just here, dog. Sorry.
What are you doing there?
I'm untangling my microphone.
Damn. Leave me alone.
Always need some entanglement.
Cord management.
Anyways, what you got for us, Alf? I know you got something, bro. You always got something.
Me? Do I got something?
You always got something in your back pocket, bro.
Do I fucking got something? I ain't got shit in my back pocket, bro. I like to sit comfortable. I'm not like my boy Eric with the big ass rock pins in the back.
I'm wearing sweats. Thank you very much. I am not wearing any pins.
Okay. Sorry.
It's a little billy out there. Little chilly.
Little Billy, but you don't have a jacket?
Yeah.
Damn. That's fucked.
Yeah, I fucked up, low key.
Wait, did we talk about who we had for the Super Bowl?
No.
Who you got?
Are you going to watch the Super Bowl? That's a better question. Oh, he's definitely going to watch it for his girl.
No. Ooh, she doesn't watch it either.
They better. Family watches it. I know.
Nah.
He's going to watch it. Don't even let him fool you. You'll say what?
I don't like football, dog. So
oh, I know. I know you don't want. I know you don't like football. I know you don't like football. But you like your girl.
Nah. Because I asked her too if she's gonna throw like a little fucking Super Bowl party. She said no. I'm not interested. I only go to Super Bowl parties for the food. Which I highly respect. So if you guys throw a Super Bowl party and you guys invite me, let me know.
Bet.
I'm there for the food at the game.
Well, you better bring something.
I'll bring something.
All right.
But I'm not there for the game.
You're not there for the game or the halftime show? Because I know you don't like Kendrick.
Nah.
TBH. I'm not there for any of it.
You don't want the game or the halftime show?
Like, I think the halftime show can be okay, but I don't think the halftime show is going to be that good.
You don't think K-Dog got something in his back pocket?
No, like, it's not even that. It's...
Do you like halftime shows in general?
I'm going to tell you honestly, the only halftime show that I really fucked with was that West Coast one. All the other ones were, you know, kind of dog shit. Like, even, like, the good-ass ones.
You don't like The Weeknd?
No, I thought it was kind of weak. It was okay, but I thought it was kind of weak. That one with Travis Scott, I thought that one was fucking terrible.
What else? Who else was there?
Who was the one before that?
Fuck, dude. I don't know. But I know they haven't really had any, like, good-ass ones. Like, don't get me wrong. I know Kendrick, you know, he'll probably throw an okay one, but...
Don't even lie to yourself. This is going to be garbage.
No, it'll be all right.
You're fucking biased, Eric.
No, it'll be all right. Because he'll sing more of his, like, bangers.
Like what?
Like, he's going to... What is that song called? Good Kid, Mad City? Is that what the song's called? Is that what it's called? I'm pretty sure he sings that. You know, he's
that one would be a hard one.
Mad City.
Oh, is it just Mad City? Oh. You know, he'll sing that. I know he's gonna sing, you know, his real typical mainstream shit right now, but
Not Like Us.
He's gonna sing Not Like Us. Look, if he sings, he's probably gonna sing TV Off. I will say, side note for TV Off, the first part is the only good part of that song.
Tripping.
The second part is ass.
But shit gets crazy, scary, spooky. Hilarious. You don't like that part?
Nah, the second part is ass. The first part, hard. He should have made that into a whole song.
Tripping. But Eric, you're a hater.
But for Kendrick, yes.
No, it'll be alright. But it doesn't help that the game is fucking boring.
Whoa.
You know, what's it called? This is like the record year of Super Bowl tickets being cheap.
Well, I mean, yeah, nobody wants to see the bitch ass Chiefs.
No one wants to see the Chiefs or the Eagles.
I mean, I'd rather see the Eagles than the Chiefs.
No, fuck both teams.
I want to see Saquon get it.
I'm fucking tired of those teams, bro. To be honest, I hope the Chiefs win.
Why?
Because if the Chiefs win, I think some of those niggas will retire.
Okay.
And if they retire, that means the Chiefs can go back to being sorry-ass fucking football team.
And then Joe Burrow can finally get his first chip. Hard. I like that, bro. I see the vision now.
I don't see that vision, but I see a vision.
I see the vision, bro.
But
that's all we got, huh?
Pretty much.
All right, man. Well, I asked you guys all the questions, so. Next week, y'all better come with some fucking heat.
Next week, I got you with
some. Next week, y'all come with some heat. Some not gay shit.
Non-gay shit.
Some non-gay shit. I think you need to listen to that.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, all right, man. Then.
Well, thanks for listening. And we'll catch y'all on the next episode.
Peace out.